Before we begin today's shiur on Pehei Amud Beis, I wanted to add something here on what we discussed last shiur on Pehei Amud Aleph. If you recall, if the Nechbal says to the Chovel, you know what, give me the Tamei Ripui and I'll take care of my own refuah, I'll hire a rofe, everything will be fine. The Chovel has the right to counter argue, no. I'm not going to give you Dmei Ripui because I'm not sure if you will actually use the Dmei Ripui for refuah and pay the rofe, get the best medical treatment that you can. Maybe you'll pocket the money and stay as you are. And as a result, perhaps I'll have to pay additional damages because your mako will get worse and worse. And I wanted to add the following comment. The case is that Beis Din did not do an umdana and establish precisely how much the ripui would cost. If there was already an umdana, then the Chovel's counter argument that maybe the Nezek will increase and then the Chovel will be chayv to pay more and more, that doesn't apply. Why? Because once there's an umdana, the sugya establishes later on in Daf Tzadi Aleph that the nizak could never demand more from the mazik. The nechbal could never bill the chovel for more than the dmei ripui that was set in stone through the umdana. The umdana will determine the ceiling, the maximum amount of money that the Chovel will have to pay b'toras ripui. And that's the exact purpose of the umdana. The umdana means that as a result, this is the fee and it's not going to change. This is ripui, it's not going to go up. And in such a case, once there was an umdana, the Gemara establishes that the Chovel will pay that amount immediately. Because once Beis Din makes the umdana and they determine that the nezek will the maka will be healed within an X amount of time, and that's what it's going to cost in Dmei Ripui, that's set in stone. And in fact, the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Chovel Amazik codifies the halacha that as far as Dmei Ripui is concerned, there's an umdana, how many days it'll take for the Nechbal to be misrape from the Choli Machmas HaMaka, how much money it would cost in medical expenses to guarantee that his health will be restored during that period of time. And the Rambam writes, also that amount of money through that umdana is no sein lo miyat. He pays him immediately. In other words, we're not going to stretch out the Dmei Ripui over the course of time in such a way that the Chovel could say, why do I want to give you this money? After all, you're not going to take care of yourself. The situation is going to deteriorate. I'm going to have to incur additional expenses and payments for Ripui. No. The answer is that the umdana will establish how long it will take and how much it costs for the Dechbal to reach the state of full-fledged recovery of refuah. And that's the amount of money that the Chovel will pay, and will pay it immediately. I wanted to add the following. The Gemara does not clarify ad kama tzorach hanizak l'shalmi dmei refuaso. How do we determine the standard of refuah? For example, you can have a situation where you pay the expert physician in this field, and that's going to jack up the price of ribui. Or, for example, suppose the only rofe that could really heal this nechbal is me'ever liyam, he's on the other side of the oceans, that's going to jack up the price. Or, for example, there's a hospital that charges more than another hospital. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if there are different possibilities within a certain locale, if both rofim both candidate physicians are equal in the status of their knowledge and their expertise, then the nechbal, the victim of this hakod, does not have the right to force the chovel to pay him for one particular doctor over the other. But if one doctor is more of a mumcha, he is the expert in the field. Or, for example, tivo tov yoser, in other words, he has better, shall we say, bedside manners than the other physician, the nechbal has a right to compel the chovel to pay the refuah at that doctor. And the Mincha Shlomo adds that perhaps if there are two possibilities, then we have to go by stam b'nei adam. How much would the average person spend for his refuah given all the factors in that location? And number two, says the Mincha Shlomo, we should make an umdana, the Dmei Ripui, like the Dmei Atzar. Dahinu, what it means is, how much would a person in such a situation, if he were the Nechbal, how much would he pay, given the fact, for his refuah, given the fact that he's poor, or he's rich, he's weak, or he's strong? All these factors should be calculated in to determining how much the Ripui is. And now we start the sugya on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis of Rav Papa Mishmei Derava, and this you'll see on the third line down on Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara is looking for a source for the Chiyuv Tashlumei Tzar B'Makom Sheish Nezek, and in addition to paying Nezek, the Chovel will pay Tzar as well. Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, with regard to Tashlumei Ripui in Parshas Mishpatim, Verapo Yirape, a double language, to teach us that the Chovel has to pay Refuah, even if B'makom Nezek, he's paying for the Nezek as well, so that the Nezek does not replace the Refuah, the Ripui, and he pays both Tashlumin. Therefore, likewise, he would pay, the chovel would pay not only Nezek, but also Tzar. The Gemara asks the following question, Haimi Boile Lichidisanya Debe Rabbi Shmuel. We need this double language of Arapa Yirape for the drasha, the derivation of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Arapa Yirape Mikan, Shinitna Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos, that we don't see the sickness, the illness of a chola as something that was divinely ordained to such an extent that we cannot meddle and interfere, we cannot intervene by implementing all sort of medical procedures. And Kamashmal and the Pasuk tells us, Verapa Yirapi, no, that there is a heter to try with Aristotle's all the methods of refuah and implement them without fear of the divine punishment element here and interfering, intervening against Kaviyachol, against divine punishment. This derivation of Rabbi Shmuel from the Pasuk V'rapu Yirape undermines the possibility of using this Pasuk to derive the conclusion that even though he's paying Nezek, the Chovel still has to pay Ripui. And the Gemara answers, no, you can derive two conclusions and two halachas from this Verapa Yirape. Why? Im Kain, if the Pasuk is only coming to teach you the Rishus that's given to a physician, license to implement his medical procedures, is Nichtov Kra, the Torah could have said, Verofe Yirape, let the Rofe come and heal the patient. Why does it say Verapo Yirape instead of a rofe yirape? Shmami, no, we could derive from this the additional halacha that the chovel has to pay refuah ripui, even though refuah af b'makom nezek, even though he's paying nezek. The Gemara now asks the following question, v'akati mi boile l'chidan maran. We still need the pasuk to derive a conclusion that we mentioned earlier, back on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, Lemisni Bei Kroi Beripui. We need the Pasuk and its double language to teach us that in the case where the original Makkah now expands and what we call Olu Tzmachim Machmas HaMaka. If you remember the discussion that we had in the last year, that if there's an expansion of the Maka, because the Maka itself now got infected, but that's a natural and normal and anticipated result of the expansion of the harm and the injury, is then the Chovel has to pay Dmei Ripui. And that's the opinion of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa that records the three opinions. How then can you derive from this very same pasuk the chiyuv of tashlumei refuah of ripui b'makom nezek? And the Gemara answers him, Kain, if the double language is coming to teach us the case of olu tzmachim achmas hamaka, that he has to pay dmei ripui, the extended and expanded dmei ripui, lemakra, the Torah could have said, oh, I'll give you two options, rapo, rapo, oh, or alternatively, rapé, rapé. That would have been a double language that would have taught me the expanded chiv ripui, the increment and the addition to the payment, blow it up, because now the maka is expanded, it's olut smach machmas maka. Say rapo, say rapo, 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 or yirapé, yirapé. My, why the double language of virapo yirape, shmamina, we're going to derive an additional conclusion. Not only all about smach mach masamaka, but also the din that the chovel has to pay litain refuah b'makom nezek, in addition to paying nezek, the chovel will pay at the same time refuah. The Gemara now elucidates the various scenarios in which you can pay arba dvarim without paying nezek. Michlal, the Gemara says, that from the fact that the Braisa establishes that you have to pay arba dvarim even when you're paying nezek, the mishkachas lahu, there's a possibility shelo b'makom nezek, that you would pay the four payments, the four categories, without nezek. Now that you made this deal, can you describe to me the scenario in which you would pay arba dvarim without nezek? How's that possible? And the answer is tsar. We know from the Mishnah Kiktani, tsar kvo'o b'shpud b'shipud o b'masmer v'afilu al tziporno makom she'eino osech habura. So there's no nezek here. Obviously, there's no devaluation of the Eved Lashuk, of the value of this Nechbal, if he was sold as an Eved, because there's no permanent Chabura here, there's no permanent change in the body of the Nechbal, but on the other hand, he suffered a tremendous amount of Tsar, because of this burning, and so forth, and he pays Tsar, Shalom Bakam Nezek, Ripui, in a case of Dahavi Koyevle Midi. Again, there was no actual physical change to the body of the person, but nevertheless the person is suffering pains, intense pains, visolik, and even after he gets well and he's healed, icy le samacharifa, the chovel applied a certain drug or a certain salve, a very heavy samcharif, and he put it on the makah. The achvere lebisre. As a result, he changed the color of the basar. The tzarech lo suvile sama. Now we have to pay medical expenses to put an antidote, a sam refuah that's going to accomplish the exact opposite, lankute gava de bisra, in order to return the basar to its original color. It's Mare Harish on the complexion that it was in its normal state originally. In such a scenario, the Chovel pays Ripui without paying Nezek. And again, the reason why he's not paying Nezek is because there's no permanent change to his body that's going to impact on or detract his value as an Eved Lashuk. Sheves, if you're looking for a Hechatimtza, or a scenario where there's a Chiv Sheves without Nezek, the Hadke Bindrona Ubatle. He locks him up in a room such that now the Nechbal, who's locked up, he's in kasha, he cannot go to do his malacha, and since he's bought from Malach, he doesn't get paid, he loses his wages for that period of time, and there's no Chiyuv Nezek, but there is a Chiyuv Sheves. And the Rush writes that this Chiyuv only applies in a case where the Nechbal was in, he himself put himself, entered into a room, and the Chovel locked him up. I'm sorry, there are two scenarios. There's one where the Nechbal went into the room and the Chovel locked the door, and there's another case where the Chovel took the Nechbal physically, threw him into a room and locked the door. In the first case, where the Nechbal was already in the room, says the Rosh, the Chovel doesn't pay any damages. That's called Groma Benezikin. That's not Hezek B'Yadayim. We had the case, if you remember back, in Perek HaKonis of Haporeitz, Goder B'fnei Behemes Chaveru Barucha, he's part of Dinei Adam because it was only Groma Benezikin. Here too, if the Chovel blocks the escape route of the Nechbal by locking the door, but he didn't do anything actively to the body of the Nechbal, that's only Groma Benezikin. And there are no damages incurred, and he would not pay Sheves. But our case is where the Chovel took the Nechbal physically, forced him into a room, locked him up, that's Sheves, Bekumva say with a direct Hezek, that's not Groma. The Micha Shlomo vacillates back and forth in the following scenario. The person, in this case the Nechbal, was already batel mimalachto. For example, he's a rich guy and he doesn't go to work, or the situation is such that he simply can't find employment. And now the Chovel locks him up in the room. Should he be chayv to make sheves? Well, even without being locked in the room, he wasn't employed. On the other hand, one could argue that the Nechbal could claim that he would rather go to work and take upon himself any work, even if he's a rich guy, even if he has to find the most menial job, rather than be locked up in a room. So therefore, there is a hefsed moment insofar as the Nechbal would prefer to do whatever Malachi could do rather than being locked up in the room. Boshes, the Gemara says, how can you have a chiyuv boshes without nezek? Dirakle biapi, spits in his face. And he was mevayish him, he humiliated him. In such a case, there's no chiyuv nezek. He hasn't, the nechbal, the nisbayish, has not in any way lost his value on the market as an eved. There's no nezek here, but nevertheless, there would be boshes. So just to summarize what we studied already, there is, according to Rav Pop Mishmei de Rava, a source in the Pasuk of Rapi Rapi to derive the conclusion that there is a Chiyuv Refuah even when there's a Chiyuv Nezek, and you would pay both Ripui and Nezek, and the same thing would apply to Tsar, that you pay Tsar even though you're paying Nezek. Nezek is not an all-inclusive fee that swallows within it the chiyuvim of Ripui and Tsar, and we derive the conclusion that there's a possibility in 4 out of 5 of paying Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes without incurring a chiyuv nezek. The Chovel did not in any way detract or impair the status of the Nechbal as an Eved Hanimkar Bashuk, so there's no Chiyuv Nezek, but yet there would be a Chiyuv for Tsar because he suffered plenty, or Ripui, there's going to be doctor bills even though there's no physical change in the body of the Nechbal, there's going to be Sheves if he locked him up in a room, there's going to be Boshes if he humiliated him, and all these cases without a Chiyuv of Nezek. The Mishnah establishes that Sheves, Romo So Ki'ilu Hu Shomer Kishuim. So in Sheves he pays a price, and that price is reflective of unemployment on the lowest level of employment, the cheapest level. Shomer Kishuyim, meaning he's watching the gardens. He walks around, makes sure that no one's attacking the vegetables in the garden. That's what we call today minimum wage. And the Mishnah establishes that even though the Chovel has already paid Dmei Yodo, Dmei Raglo, nevertheless, there's an additional payment of Sheves and Rohan also Kilu Shomer Kishuyim. Torah Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa. Sheves, Rohan also Kilu Hu Shomer Kishuyim. This is the lowest level, what we call Malacha Kala. And he pays the employment of a Shomer Kishuyim for the extended period of time in which the Nechbal is ill and he cannot get back on his feet and roam around and act as the security guard for the vegetable patches. So let's say, for example, it takes him a month to get back on his feet. How much would he have earned as a Shomer Kishuyim during that month? That's called Sheves. V'im Tomar. And if you'll ask, the Bryce itself is asking this question. Loksa Midas Hadin. In other words, the Chovel is not paying what he really should pay. He's not paying the hefsed that the Nechbal suffered. Dechi mispach hai gavra, when this person was healthy, lav agra de shomer kishuyim hu shokel eladoli davla. Let's say, for example, this Nechbal was not working in his profession before the Chavola as a Shomer Kishuyim to watch and protect the gardens, but rather he was being paid a higher salary as what we call a Shoev Mayim. He was a water carrier. Vishokil Agra, and he received an employment wages that he earned were that much more than a Shomer Kishuyim. Inami, or for example, let's say in the case where the Chovel lamed the person, he broke his leg, the leg of the Nechbal. And Ozil Beshliach, what this Nechbal used to do as a living, he was paid wages as a Shliach, which means he used to run around for people and fulfill Shlichus. Vishokil Agrin, he received wages that are way beyond that of a Shomer Kishuyim. So why should the Chovel get away with murder here and pay the schar of Shomer Kishuyim as Sheves? After all, what about Midas HaDin? What about the Hefseid that this Nechbal is suffering because of the loss of employment? He was a higher paid wage earner than just the Shomer Kishuyim. Says the Braisa, no. Midas HaDin lo lok, so why? She kvar nosan lo dmei yodo udmei raglo. The Chovel has already paid under the Tashlum called Nezek, under the category of Nezek, for the loss of the Nechbal's Yad, or the loss of his Regel. So in terms of the main devaluation, the loss that was suffered by the Nechbal, insofar as he cannot be a water carrier anymore, he cannot be a shliach, those payments are already included under Nezek, and Sheves is an additional payment that the Nechbal will collect from the Chovel for that extended period of machlo when he cannot do even the most simple, basic wage-earning job, namely of Shomer Kishuyim, that he could have done and he will and could actually continue even after the Chavola. And that's what he pays in addition to the Nezek. That's what the Chovel is going to pay him. And here we have a very important point which is made by the Achronim, and we still have Loksa Midas HaDin. In other words, even though it's true that when the Nechbal will become healthy, and he'll be restored to health despite the fact that he lost his arm, he still can no longer be dole and shoev mayim. And nevertheless, he can go out and do shlichus, and therefore he should be paid dmei shliach as sheves. At the same time, if, let's say, for example, he had a broken leg as a result of the chavola, and he can no longer be a shliach, so there's no way he could command payment, unemployment wages as a shliach, but nevertheless, he could still be dole mayim, he could still draw water from the well, even if he doesn't have the ability to run around as a shliach. So therefore, let the chovel, according to the Midas HaDin, pay sheves on the loss of these malachos during the period of cholio, before he gets back to work. Why does he pay as a shomer kishuyim? And the Pnei Yoshua's Mechadish here, in response to this question, that since the schar of these malachos is not extensive, it's not that much more than a shmiras kishuyim, a shomer kishuyim, since any person could involve himself, there's no special training, you know, you don't have to be an expert to be dolamayim or to be a shliach, therefore the ribui schar here, above and beyond the shmiras hanezikim, really only reflects the extra tircha, the extra effort. It has nothing to do with the expertise of the person. And here, he doesn't have to pay more than the schar of a pole batel. That's what he has to pay him. So again, even though there would be some marginal increment of schar if he was a shliach or if he was a dolamayim, above and beyond a shomer kishuyim, af below tosefes schar torach, but nevertheless, since a person with his arm removed is not able to do these malachas, and he always has to try to be mechazer achrea, is therefore we reduce the schar as a result of that fact. Is therefore shuv ein kol hefresh bein schar malachas elu l'schar shmiras kishuyim. What's important here is to mention the Rashba in this sugya. And the Rashba understands that according to our Brice that we just finished studying, if he was roik lasos came with shisrape, if after he is restored to health, he can go back to that job, like for example to be dolamayim or to be a shliach, what does the Brice mean when it says lo loksa midas hadin? Since he already received payment for his yad or for his regel on the nezek, it doesn't matter. He's royal malacha zu. He is a candidate for this occupation of shivas mayim, of water, of drawing water, or of shlichios after his ripui. So that's a hefsed that he lost as a result of dmei cholio, and therefore there should be payment of sheves for that malacha, and not for shmiras kishuim. And indeed, this is the Rashba's view of the sheet of the opinion of other Rishonim, whether it's the Baliatosis or the Ravid, that even though the Lashon HaGemara dechi mispachas, dechi mispach, doesn't sound like when he becomes bari that he will be able to return to this job, but nevertheless, in a case where he could return to this job, that's exactly the amount of payment that's included under Sheves. Omar, Rava, the Gemara now goes back to discuss the Tashlumin of Nezek and Sheves. Kata es Yodo, if the Chovel removed the arm of the Nechbal, Nosin lo Dmei Yodo, he has to pay Nezek. How much did this victim, did this Nechbal lose on, in terms of his value on the Eved market? The Sheves, and in addition, the Chovel has to add to Nezek Sheves, Roen Oso, Ki'ilu Shomer Kishuyim. if the Nechbal, despite the fact that he lost his arm, could still run around and protect the field and the vegetable field, then there's a loss of employment as a Shomer Kishruim during the time of his Choli. That has to be paid under Sheves. Shiberes Raglo, a similar idea. No Sein Lo Dmei Raglo, he pays Nezek for the devaluation of the Nechbal's loss of the capability of walking as far as being an Eved HaNimkar B'Shuk. But in addition to that, Ula Sheves, here, what unemployment payment under Sheves does the Chovel have to pay? You can't tell me that he pays him as a Shomer Kishruim, because in fact during the Dmei Cholyo he couldn't possibly be hired and employed as a Shomer Kishruim to run around the field. He has no legs. Is Roan also Kilu Shomer Esa Pesa? But what he could be paid for is to guard the entranceway into this field, and that he could do in a sitting position in a wheelchair. And that's the malach that's paid on the unemployment payment on the Sheves. Sima es eno. And here the Mefarshim explain that we're talking about a case where the Chovel removed both the sight of both eyes of the Nechbal, and therefore, because again, if he still has sight in one eye, then he's still right to those malachas that we discussed before of Shomer Kishruim, Shomer Pesach. But now he's blind. Nebuch the Nechbal is blind. The only employment that he lost subsequent to the to his becoming blind to the Chavola is no silent me eno visheves ronos okilu matchino brechaim. He could still work the mill and grind the wheat or kernels of grains in the mill. That's an avodah that can be done even by someone who doesn't have the power of sight. And therefore, the Chovel will have to pay under Sheves, in addition to, again, Nezek that he pays because this person as an Eved is no longer a great commodity, he's blind, Nebuch, but he does have to pay him additional to the Nezek Sheves as a bittel of Meleches Matchino Berechaim. And finally, Chersho, if as a result of the Chavola, the Nechbal became deaf, no Sein Lo Dmei Kulo, he now has to pay under Nezek the entire Dumit. It's not a question of devaluation. It's from 100 down to zero. Meaning, a Cheresh is no longer to be worked on the market as an Eved. Okay, now let's see, before we get to Boy Rava, which is pretty much a separate sugya, let's see what we could add to this statement of Rava about Kata's Yado, etc., etc. Number one, there's an interpretation of a Sefer, not a contemporary Sefer, an Emes Liakov from way back when. He quotes the Pasuk by Shimshon in Shoftim. It says, Vayinakru es Enov, Vayehi Tochein Bebeis HaSurim. After Shimshon was blinded, he worked as a Tochein while he was incarcerated by the Plishtim. So you see that even a blind person can be a Tochein Berechayim. Now Tosis asks, what does it mean when we say that a Cheresh is not worth anything? It doesn't mean that because he was subject to an earlier Chavola of losing his arm, losing his legs, losing his vision, now on top to boot, he became deaf, therefore he's not sellable, he's not worth on the market. No. Says Tosfos, even if he's a full, healthy person, he has his yodayim, his reglayim, his einayim, he has all the organs of his body, but now he became cheresh as a result of the maisa chavola, he's still called eno shava klum. In the case of simas eno, we cannot be discussing a case of a person who has a broken leg, because in the case of shiberes raglo, we give him the schar as a shomer pesach. And how could he be a Shomer HaPesach if he's blind? So it must be
that breaking his leg is one scenario, one kind of chavola. Blinding him is another chavola. And finally, we get to chereshus. That's the third kind of chavola. Now, exactly what cheresh means over here in this context is a gigantic machlokes haposkim. According to some poskim, the Nodim Yehuda quotes this in his tshuva, even if he's able to speak, but he cannot hear, nevertheless, his value dips down to eino shava klum. However, the Halachos Ketanos, which is a Sephardic posek, he writes that only if he became a chiresh in the classical sense of shas, chiresh shot of a cotton, which means he's a labardas, he's mute and deaf at the same time, he has the same status as Shote, then and only then is he worthless on the market. The Ravid explains that why is cheresh eino shava klum, and the answer is because kol adam kotzbo, nobody wants to deal with him. Eino sochel klum, nobody's going to hire him for anything. Now, Tosis asks the following kasha. There's a Mishnah at the beginning of Erchin that says if a person accepts upon himself the Erech to bring to the Bedek HaBayis the value of a cheresh, and he says, "Dmei ploni acheresh olai lehegdesh," he has to pay damim. We see clearly from the Mishnah that there is a shivui, there is a certain specific value to a cheresh, and Tosis gives an answer in the name of the Ri, that our Brisa is talking about a case of a person who has no umnus, he has no training. And we mentioned before that according to the Rajba, in the name of many Rishonim, if he has an umnus, then the Sheves would reflect, the payment of Sheves would reflect that umnus, which he could work at, not just Shmiras Kishuyim, but he may have a higher and more valuable wage. So our Braisa is talking about a case of a person who has no umnus. That's why he's always paying Sheves Shmiras Kishuyim. And in such a case, when a person has no profession and he became a cheresh, then he's not worth anything. But let's say, for example, before he became a cheresh, he had an umnus. He had a skilled labor that he was good at, the profession. Now he became a cheresh nebuch. He has a shivui mamon. He can return to his original umnus that he got used to, and even if he's deaf, no one has to train him. He doesn't have to hear anybody. He can continue in that vein and in that occupation. That's what the Mishnah means in Erechin, Yeshlo, Yeshlo Domin. Tosus also makes a distinction here between, in the name of Rabbi Natan, between a Cheresh B'dei Shamayim, who has a shivui mom in the Mishnah Erechin, as opposed to our Braisa, which is a cheresh bidei Adam, he's not worth anything. The Nodim Yehuda explains that the svara here of Rabbeinu Tam is not to distinguish between bidei Adam and bidei Shemayim, but rather between two types of cherishes. A cherish bidei Adam is a paradigm of a cherish that has no refuah. It means that the process of deafness, The illness of deafness, is irreversible, and therefore he's not worth anything. But a cheresh b'dei shamayim is symbolic of a category of a cheresh sheyesh lo refuah, that we can heal him, and therefore he does have value on the market. In any event, the statement of Rava concludes with no sein lo d'mei kulo. In the case of a cheresh, he pays the mei kulo. And here what we see in Rashi is that there is no payment of Sheves in this case, because as a result of the payment of Nezek, which is going to be a payment for Kol Shavyo, then Rashi indicates at this point, since the Chovel is paid Kol Shavyo as an Eved, he becomes a quasi owner of the Nechbal. It's like the Nechbal is his Eved, because he's paid the price, the full price of the Eved, to the Nechbal. And therefore, the Sheves doesn't come to fore here. It doesn't express itself or realize itself because the Eved doesn't have to do any malacha because it's the Chovel who owns the Eved, so to speak. And the language here of Rashi indicates that Eino Chayv L'Shalim Lo Al Kach, meaning for Sheves, She'eino Yochel Lasos Milacha. Boy Rav. Rav has a suffix. Kota Es Yodo V'lo Amduhu. What we're talking about is a multiple Chavola here. Ruvain the Chovel did many different acts, an entire series of acts of Chavol against Shimon the Nechval, and there was no Umdana between each one of these Chavolos. So that Bezdin did not have a chance yet to evaluate the exact payment for each individual Chavol Bezecher Zeh of the five categories of payment. So there was not yet a Chiyuv imposed on the Mazik to pay for that Chavolah. And before the Nechbal became healthy again, there was a second Chavola, and a third, and a fourth, etc. Shibres Raglo, Lo Amdu, Simas Eino, Lo Amdu, Vlasov, Chersho, Mahu. And we're going to now analyze the Tzadei HaSofek of Rava. Mi Amrinin, should we say, came into Lo Amduhu, since the Umdano was only made by Bezdin at the end of the day, is Bechad Umdana Sagile. Since at the end he became a Cheresh through the action of Chavol of the Chovel, therefore he pays, the Chovel pays the entire Domim of a Nezek here, which includes the entire gamut of what he could have been worth as an Eved sold on the market, and now he's not worth a dime. And that full-fledged payment now incorporates within it all of the various different damages that were occurred here by the different chavolos. Odilo, shall we say, chada chada amdina v'avinale. Each act of chavolah is a separate maisa hezek, and it engenders its own chiyuv. And even if there was no umdina yet, the chovel has to pay for the shuma, for the evaluation of each individual chavola unto itself. Nafkimina, says the Gemara, what would be the difference between the two definitions? The boy lemesavle. If we're going to evaluate each chavola as a nezek unto itself, then boy lemesavle tsar uboshes dechol chado v'chado, he's going to have to pay for the pain and the humiliation of each individual chavola. Unehi de nezek v'ripui v'sheves dechol chado v'chado lo yavinen lei. Even though I have to admit, says Rava, that there are certain payments that are certainly included under nezek, and there's no point to repeat and duplicate them. In other words, there's no tashlume nezek ripu and sheves for all the chavolas that came into koyoyev le dmei kule, because if at the end of the day he, as a result of the chavola of the chovel, he, the nechbal, became a cheresh, which means that now the mazik, the chovel, is going to pay all the damim, the entire value of the nechbal, the cheresh, which certainly includes within it and encompasses all of Ripui and Sheves, command the Katle Domi Vlayovele Dmekule. It's almost as if he killed him. It's as if, as far as Tashlume Mammon is concerned, he the Chova, killed the Nechbal Vayovele Dmekule. He's going to have to pay the full value of the Nechbal. And as far as that full value of Nezek, there's no difference how you're going to evaluate it, whether you're going to look at each Chavola unto itself in terms of how it evaluated the market values in Eved of the Nechbal until he became a Cheresh and he's not worth anything, or if you look at the entire, and even if you'll, instead of looking at the entire picture, you'll take a look individually at each chavol unto itself. Nevertheless, there cannot be a chiv that would exceed beyond Vekulo. And the same logic applies to Sheves, that there's no point in being mechayef in more Sheves than the Nezek of Dmei Kulo. When he pays Dmei Kulo, it's as if he owns the Eved, and he doesn't have to pay his own Eved for Malacha. And Ripui the same, there's no point to be mechayef in Ripui. However, here's where the suffix of Rava comes to the fore. Tsar uboshes mihas. There's plenty of room to have doubts about these two categories of payments, namely tsar uboshes. The chol chad v'chad yoyev. As far as the payment of tsar and boshes, if we say that the chovel should pay for each and every one of the nezik and each and every one of the acts of chavola, and each one engenders its own chiv tashlumen unto itself, da'ahavile tsar uboshes. At this point, tsar and boshes are separate from the nezek, and even the kulo nezek. Or shall we say no? Omdim es tsar v'boshes shel kol ha'chavilos yachad, chavolos yachad, or shall we evaluate the tsar and the boshes of all the chavolos together, and then he pays less than he would normally pay if evaluated for each chavol unto itself. In other words, if you're taking a look at all the tsar, gathered together, joined together, it won't be the same as each chavol independently times whatever number of chavolos there would be. And Rava continues with this stuff. He says, "V'yim tib tzalom, and if you'll tell me, kaven tzalom du, koyoyev leit mekuli be'adi adadi." We should evaluate the Tashlumei Tsar, the Tashlumei Boshes, reflecting all the Chavolos together as one. And we should not evaluate the Tsar and the Boshes on each Chavola unto itself independently. I still have a suffix. What happens if Amdu, if there was an Umdura that was established by Bezdin between each Chavola, but yet the Chovel is not yet paid? Mau. How do we understand that? Mi amrina, should we say kaven di amduhu chada chada boy lemesively has to pay dmei tsar and dmei boshes according to the shuma of each chavola unto itself, which is the high price? O dilma, or should we say kaven dilo sholim adayin, he hasn't yet paid the nizakin according to that shuma? Is yoyalev dmei kule? Now he can pay the damim as one. Undivided lump or unit, and then he can pay for all the chavilas b'yachad. He doesn't pay for each chavol b'fnei atzma, which would be a much more limited amount of payment. Teiku. The Gemara comes to no conclusion, and that leads us to the next suffix. Boy Rabba, Sheves hapochaso hapochatiso b'damim mahu. What happens in the case where, as a result of this chavola, on a temporary basis, the nechva will not be able to work, he won't be able to earn his wages as an employee? What's the din if, in addition to the hefseh that he can't work for that period of time, do you have to pay nezek for what's called pchas damim, which means some sort of a temporary damage or injury? Or should we say no? If he's paying for a temporary injury, let him pay Sheves for the days that he couldn't work, and that's it. There's no need to pay Nezek for an injury that's not a long-term permanent injury. It's only Mafchiso L'damim, if you sell him as an Eved Shuk, basically, why would the value of this Eved be devaluated? Why would it go down? Why wouldn't the buyer pay full value for the seven? The answer is because for the time being, the Eved won't be able to work. But after that period of time in which his health, till his health is restored, after that he'll be able to work full time. He's a great Eved. So then, basically, if you apply the Chi of Nezek here in this case, you're really, in a sense, duplicating Sheves. The Gemara says, "Hey, Chidami, what exactly is the case that Rabbi has in mind?" Kigon shi kohu al yado. The chovel hit the nechpal on his hand. Vitzamsa yado. In other words, right now his arm became sort of frozen, if you will. You know, it's like crampy. And now on the Eved market, he's gone down. But sofo lachzor, in a period of time, whether it be a week, a month, or a half a year, I don't know when, his value will be restored to what it was originally. My, does the chovel pay nezek for that devaluation? Kevin de sofo lachzor lo yoiv lev lo midi. He doesn't have to pay any nezek. Again, he'll pay him sheves for that temporary period of time in which he cannot work, but he doesn't have to pay for nezek unless there was a hezek kavua, an irreversible permanent damage. Oh, Dilma, shall we say hashtamia afchase? Right now on the market, the buyer is going to pay less for this eved because right now he can't work at this in this present situation, and therefore, as a result of the pchisus in the mechira l'shuk, the devaluation of his worth as an eved sold on the market, therefore there has to be a chiyuv, the chovel has to pay nezek, and even though it's a nezek that's not permanent, nevertheless he still has to pay for that nezek. And here we want to ask the following question, which is implied by Tosfos Divrei Maaseil Sheves. At the end of the day, what's going to happen is that as the chovel, as the nechpal is restored to perfect health, as he was originally, then the shovi of mukshas, the only devaluation in his price, the price that he can receive as an eved, is for that period of time in which he can't work. That itself is tashlum sheves. Why should there be a double payment? Why should he pay him both sheves and nezek for the same exact loss? And Tosfos says that you're really correct, but we have to analyze how the world sees it. You know, the spectator, when we go out to the shuk. If it's well known to the entire world that this harm and this damage that the nechbal sustained is sofo lahavri, it's only a temporary kind of thing, then there's no need and there's no justification to force compel the chovel to pay anything more than sheves. And that wasn't part of the suffik of Rab at all. The suffik of Rab was in a case where the people are not bekiyim, they're not experts, they don't know the nature of chavola, they don't realize that he, the nechbal, is going to be healed, and they're afraid that he won't be healed, he'll never be restored to his health. And therefore, they're not going to put themselves in a suffix situation and pay full price for such an eved based on the assumption that down the line in the future he will be healed. And therefore, there is a nezek that goes even beyond this period of time in which the nechbal won't be able to go to work. And therefore, there should be a payment of both nezek and of sheves. And it's not a duplication because the devaluation of this eved on the market reflects a real serious chunk insofar as the people don't want to take any chances here and assume that the Eved will be restored to full health. Toshma, Rabbi tries to answer this question by invoking a Mishnah later on, Adaf Pei Zayin, Amake Oviv Ve'imo. Velo Asa Ben Chabura, if a child never wounds his parents, one of his parents, he's Chayav Misa. But here's the case of Lo Asa Ben Chabura. Okay, so there's no Chayav Misa for this Hakah. VeHachovel BeChaver B'Yom HaKippurim, or if a person through Chavol on Yom HaKippurim pays damages, he doesn't get malchus, and this is based on a drasha in Ksubis in Perikei Lunaris that hachovel b'chaver, even though he violates a lav, he pays money and he doesn't get malchus. And here we're turning to pei vav amud alef chayav b'kula. The Mishnah establishes that in such cases the chovel has to pay all five categories: nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. The Gemara says, "Hi." Lo asa chabura hechidami? What exactly is the reish of the case where a person inflicts a chavola on one of his parents, and there is no chabura? What exactly is the case? How is it possible that amongst the five payments, one of them is nezek? If there's no chabura, there was no wounding, no blood came out, so that's not nezek. In other words, the value of the nechbal, in this case his father, has not devaluated on the shuk as an eved. Lav kigon shehikal yado v'sofo lachzor. This must be the case of Rabba, that scenario in which the nechbal received a bang, a very serious bang on his hand, and the impact of that bang is such that his arm is right now on a temporary basis out of commission. Sofo lachzor means after a certain period of time, the arm of the father will be restored to its health, and therefore the value of the father on the market is restored to 100%. And any makah that has no chabur in it is sofo lisrape. Uketani, yet the Mishnah says chayav bakul, he pays all five categories of damages. You see that he pays nezek as well as tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. And it means that he pays nezek even though it's a situation of sofo lachso libriyoso. The Gemara says, Amri, that's no proof. Hachamai askidon kigon shechersho. The son in his act of chavola caused the father chereshus to be deaf, and that's a nezek havua. That is an irreversible nezek. It doesn't lend itself to refuah, and therefore he has to pay nezek. However, since lo osavo chabura, therefore there's no chiv misa, which would knock off the chiv mamon under the law of eino loka mishalim or eino. So there was no chabur in this case. There was no blood that actually came out. The Gemara objects to this. What do you mean there's no blood that came out? How can you say such a thing? V'omar Rabba, we have a statement of Rabba Choresh. When a person becomes a Choresh, HaChoresh is Oviv Nerak. He's Chayav Mislu Fishi Efshal Charisha Belo Chabura. We can be guaranteed that the deafness is a result of some sort of blood. Maybe we don't see the blood on the outside, but it's a blood in his inner ear that, although it's not revealed, it's concealed, nevertheless, it is a chabura. So you can't tell me that the case here in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that the son is chayv to pay five categories of chavola, is a case where he caused them chereshus to his father, because that would come under a chi of misa and kimlev the rab minei lahochavai askinon. What is the case in the Mishnah that obligates the son, the chovel, to pay nezek, and there was no chabura? Kigon shegilcho, he took off his father's hair. There was no hotzas dam, and therefore no chiv misa, but nevertheless there's tashlume nezek, because he's no longer worth what he was before. The Gemara says, gilcho mihader hoder, why should he have to pay nezek here for loss of hair? The hair is going to grow back again, v'hainu payan, but rather this is the case that Rabba vacillated about. Namely, here's a case where Rabba's suffix was, do you pay Tashlumi Nezikin when the Nezek is going to be reversed and he's going to become Bari? And basically the Gemara is postulating at this point a perfect analogy between the case of Tzamsa Yodo, where he got clapped, the Nechba got clapped on his hand, and his hand is temporarily out of commission, but will be in the future returned and restored to full health. And the case of Gilcho, which is Osid Saro Litzmach, the hair will replenish itself. And now we come to the conclusion that there is a Chiyuv Nezek even for a Chavola Shasidu Lisrape. Amri, the Gemara says, no, there's no proof. Hachamai Askin, and what's the case of this Makeh? Again, the language of the Mishnah's Makeh of Viva Losa Ben Chabur, what's the case? Kigon Shesocho Nasa. Nasa, which you may remember from the Gemara in Makis, is a kind of a drug which removes hair and creates a permanent baldness. And that becomes a chavola de lo hadar. That sayer, that hair that's removed by this very powerful drug, will never replenish itself. It's a permanent baldness. That's a nezek kavua. And therefore you have no proof from this Mishnah to determine what's the deal, what's the halach of nezek, is there payment of nezek for a chavola shasido lisrape. Now Rabosai, we still have a lot more to go here with Rabbis Safek, but the sugya continues, but the night is late, and the hour is too late to continue the shia, so I apologize that we couldn't finish the entire sugya, but we did get here to the top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and Amir Tzashem B'li Neder, in the next shir, we hope to complete this sugya, the suffix of Rabbah. We're going to have to again analyze this Mishnah with regard to Make Ovevima V'la'asa Ben Chabura, which is the Mishnah later on in Pei Zayin, because the Gemara now wants to analyze why is he chayv b'chamisha dvarim, how could there be a chiyuv of tsar, ripui, Sheves and Boshes without a Chabura. And that's going to be the continuation of the Sugya Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.